everybody, and welcome to Naruto Review-to, a Naruto rewatch podcast. My name is Kim, and I'm joined today by Jesse.
Hi everyone, I'm Jesse, and I'm here to talk about Naruto stuff.
Hell yeah. And Tim.
Hey everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Always. We'll always have you on, Tim.
Thank you. That means a lot, actually.
I'm just going to change mine every time now. I'm going to keep everyone on the toes and change it every time. You never know what's going to happen next with my intro.
Or create a spreadsheet and then...
okay.
Yeah.
Just cycle through.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
That's good, too.
Chaos hours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'll put a OneNote together for...
I like it.
You use RNG to pick what our greeting is going to be. Like, yeah. Is it going to be good RNG? If you're speedrunning Naruto Review, though, like, which Jesse RNG will you get?
Yes.
How are y'all today?
Good.
Good.
Really, really, really excited to talk about episode 30.
Why?
Oh. This is where the real Naruto begins.
Yes.
And I'm saying that slightly ironically, but also very seriously. Like, this is when the rest of Naruto starts, is these episodes.
Yes. 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 Like, this arc sets up the rest of the series.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seeing, oh my gosh, I don't even remember, there's so much that I don't remember, but like, by the end of episode 30, just seeing, oh, I'm a snake boy, don't worry about me, I'm in the intro, and you I'm a big deal, I bit Sasuke, I'm like, goddamn, is there gonna be like, Shippuden, like, quest arcs of, like, Sasuke's weird tattoo. Let's get rid of it.
Oh, shit. You don't even know.
Shut up. I don't know. Shut up.
Oh, my God. I treasure all of Tim's predictions, like, so much.
How many of them are right? You can say all of them.
No, I feel like the vast majority are actually correct in a weird way.
Like, not correct, but like,
yeah. Yeah.
You're picking up more than you think, mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very smart.
I mean, yeah, you are. Like, unironically, yes. Correct. So, before we get into episodes 28 through 30, let's get some Naruto facts. What's this? Record scratch? They're Jesse facts.
Jesse facts. Woo!
Woo!
I love Jesse facts.
I'm back with more Naruto facts.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to basically be talking the most about episode 30 because this is technically the second, but since it's actually in the show, it's the first time... No, this is the second time we see Sakuga, and it's by...
Sakuga.
Yeah.
Yes!
Technically the third time we see it, because it's also in the beginning, the first opening. So, cool. Very, very exciting. I hope you guys listened to me last time when I talked about Sakuga, and remember, it's the cool animation fight scene, so yeah, yeah.
I definitely felt smarter during episode 30, and from my couch shouted, Sakuga!
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
And these episodes, I should say, I did watch today for the most part.
Good.
I watched half of 28 last week, and then the rest of 28 this morning. These episodes ruled.
Yes.
They're so,
so good. I watched 28 and 29 last week, but then I also watched 30 last week, and then I just rewatched it again today.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's good. Okay. Cool. So, Sakuga. So, in this episode, the key animator who does episode 30 is Norio Matsumoto. Norio Matsumoto is one of my personal favorite key animators. I really like his style, and he will come up again and again in Naruto, and also in Naruto Shippuden, and also in other works outside of Naruto, the
Boruto.
Show. So, I do think I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure he's in Boruto, also in a few of the movies, Naruto movies. And if you've ever seen the Uniqlo OVA, he does some scenes in there as well. If you
the store.
If you have not seen the Uniqlo OVA and you've watched the entirety of Naruto, I highly suggest you go and find it on YouTube and watch it because it's good shit. Lots of spoilers though, so if you have not, if you're keeping up with the show, you're gonna have to wait a little while. Cool. That's weird. All right. So my guy is a extremely well key animator and just exudes talent and discipline for his craft, which is Sakuga animation or key animated scenes. Some works he is and has been a Sakuga animator in are the following: Keep Your Hands Off Aizakun, Devilman Crybaby, Mob Psycho, Your Name, and the Tatami Galaxy.
Oh, shit.
Wow. 10 for 10.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I am hyping this guy up because he is masterclass and will come through with, like, huge animations. A lot of the most recognizable scenes that a lot of these movies and shows are done by him. So I think that's why I love him so much, is because I watch these shows and I get incredibly good emotions and he animated them. So it's just like, holy shit.
It's like one of the times where it's obviously a huge team that makes a project.
Yes.
It's like one of the times where someone monstrously talented can like step the forefront and be like, yo, motherfuckers, let me slap it.
Yep, 100%. Yeah. Cool. And if you go into that Sakuga Aboro blog that I talked about last time when I talked about Sakuga, you can type in Norio Matsumoto's name and find like all clips of so many of his works in there. So really good stuff. Like the moment, okay, this is spoilers for Your Name, so skip forward a little bit, I guess, if you haven't seen Your Name. But like,
call me by your name.
Have you guys all seen Your Name, right?
I haven't. I'm not gonna talk about it. I don't mind spoilers.
There's a moment. I'll say it. There's a moment where two of the characters like meet and they're technically like can't meet, and it's like at this really beautiful site, and he animates that scene, and it's just so precious. You can see the emotion in their like faces and the way they walk and move and run. It's just very, very, very good.
Yeah, that movie rules. Kim, you should see it. It's good.
You need to watch Your Name. Oh my god, it's so good.
Do you like to cry?
Do you like to cry?
Oh, I love to cry. Yeah. Actually, no, I hate it.
But, oh my god.
Okay, Jesse, I am so sorry because the most recent thing as of this recording episode that Transformation Sequence did is a little anime called Eat Man, which is absolute doo-doo garbage and made me dumber for watching it. And I was doing Sakuga Time, which is a new mechanic I introduced specifically because you taught me about it. And Norio Matsumoto worked on that anime. He does the only good-looking scenes in that entire ass anime. And I saw his name, and I'm like, Jesse is crying somewhere. I don't know why.
You gotta pay your fucking bills, man.
Oh,
you
my know? God. That's incredible. Oh, my God.
I was just like, oh, no, Jesse, oh, no.
Yeah. You know, take what you can get. Oh, my God.
He tried to polish that turn, and he tried so hard.
You know what?
It's hard out there.
Valiant effort, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so he does a lot of work for Naruto as well. He did the first opening, which we saw that fight scene with Sakura, Sasuke, and Naruto beating up the bandits, I guess. So he did that. He will also do episode 30, as I mentioned, which we're going to be covering today.
Yes.
He goes on to do a few more episodes of Naruto, which I will bring up when we get to them, as well as episodes in Naruto Shippuden and Barto. He also works on a few Naruto movies. I find that some of the most impactful scenes from both Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, for me, have been animated by Norio Matsumoto. These are the scenes that stick with you because of how well they are done. So that, and I think like episode 30 really speaks to that. So
yeah,
cool.
What do people say when they start in episode 30? And I'm sorry if this is like completely something that we said at the last Sakuga episode that we watched on this podcast. But like, it's just when it starts, you just like turn to your loving, wonderful wife, and you're like, this fucking looks different, right? This fucking looks different, though, right?
Like, I will bring this up, but I made a joke on episode, because the episode 29 is due to garbage animation. We get to episode 30, and for the recap, they don't even take the episode 29's recap. They redo it. They're like, throw that shit out. We're redoing it.
That's so funny. Yeah, Naruto is especially wall-eyed in episode 29. Like, his eyes are looking in the wrong direction.
It's a rough one. It's a really, really rough. You could tell they were like, okay, take all of episode 29's budget and put it to episode 30.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Matsumoto is a bit of a controversial figure to some of, to some in the animation realm. His animations purposefully push reality out of its bounds to make scenes full of high impact. He does a lot of smear frames as well to show movement and speed in his characters. While this is controversial to some, I think this is why Norio Matsumoto shines so bright as an animator. I brought up on a previous episode that art is all about pushing its bounds with reality, and that is exactly what Matsumoto does to make some of the most memorable scenes from his work. So a lot of times, guys on the internet will take a freeze frame of Naruto, and it'll be like a smear frame of one of the characters moving because it's a high action, like high speed fight, and be like, oh, what kind of animation is this? And like, there are some very funny Norio Matsumoto freeze frames if you want to look them up. They are a joy. Yeah. But like,
the pain ones?
Yes, the pain ones. Yes, for sure. So like, people make fun of the show for those smear frames, but you're not supposed to be in digesting the media in that way. You're not going through Naruto frame by frame. You're watching a show, and like, the point of the smear frame is to make it an action like sequence of like, the character's moving now. The character is like, not, you know, in one place anymore. They're in multiple places because it's mimicking movement. So
smartass, it's a fucking moving picture, not a picture. Although when Dracula Snake Lady's face got smushed and like stretched out as if she was into Beetlejuice, I was like, all right, hell yeah, I'm into this.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Some of his, like I said, his animation, it's a style, right? So it's not, it breaks from the actual show. And that's why you notice a difference the minute that episode starts, is because this isn't Naruto style anymore. This is Norio Matsumoto's Naruto style.
It's so fucking wild that they wouldn't be just like, you can't make Sasuke's torso 13 feet long and give him baggy shorts. He's like, suck my dick.
Yes!
Hell yes. Truly, truly.
Yeah, because like, I kind of respect it though. It's like, in this frame, Sakura's shoulder is not the important part, so it can be as wide as her forehead is tall. Yes, it is fine to do.
Too, in episode 30, I think that's the only episode where Sakura has a fucking big ass forehead too.
Yeah, like, you've been saying it all the time.
He's making it real, and it's like gesture drawing. You're exaggerating for the sake of movement.
Totally, totally. Cool. So once this episode airs, I will post a video on the Twitter of some of his works. There is like compilation. Honestly, if you just look up Norio Matsumoto Mad or Norio Matsumoto Animation, or if you just Google Norio Matsumoto, these videos will come up. So you don't even have to wait. You can just do that now. Lots of spoilers. Big spoiler town the Norio Matsumoto videos. So
I feel like you've probably posted them on one of the group chats we're in, and I probably watched them for 6 seconds. I'm like, what's happening? This is so confusing. There's a big frog here. Any of these YouTubes good? Like over a Drowning Pool song or fucking Linkin Park?
Oh, yeah, We got music in these songs. Some of them are pretty upbeat and cool. So,
like, Crawling in My Skin.
None of them are Linkin Park per se, but...
Yeah, what's the best shitty rock cock rock AMV song? I think Crawling in My Skin might be up there by Linkin Park.
What's the one that's just like in the end, there's like one thing, I don't know why, it doesn't even matter how hard to try.
That's also Linkin Park. Is that Crawling in My Skin? That might be Crawling.
I don't know. I think it's another Linkin Park song. By Linkin Park. You remember that
so
one.
We have to say Linkin Park is the all time best AMV.
I don't think they're the best AMV.
Oh, that's I tried so hard.
Oh my god.
Yeah, when they're sad, and that's when a sad AMV, that hits good. But like a Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, that hits good too.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Just to give you guys a little bit of glimpse into my husband's character. One time I decided to open up the YouTube app on his PS4.
Oh, no.
And I saw that the most recently searched thing was DBZ Linkin Park AMV.
Yes.
I love that.
That's that's why
so much. Oh my god.
I married a king. And I was just like, were you just watching that like by yourself? And he's like, yeah, it's
no problem. Man,
great taste.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there's some good drowning pool berserk AMVs out there, so treat yourself. They can get pretty intense.
Hell yeah. Yeah, fuck with Berserk. Oh shit. Oh, ow. Oof, owie.
Oh, yeah. Cool. So, yeah, basically, Norio Matsumoto excels in choreography of fight scenes and high impact, high movement scenes as well. Not all of the things he does are fight scenes. Like I mentioned, Your Name, definitely not a fight scene. but he does those high emotional, impactful animations. And I think that's why he sticks with people for so much. So yeah, that's kind of my Naruto fact of the day is Norio Matsumoto. When we come new Sakuga animators, I will definitely bring them up. I know in Shippuden there's another one. Tetsuyo, I forget his name, but I am sorry. But he's also incredible and does some very, very, very good fights in Shippuden. So I'm excited to get to him, but that's very far off. So
yeah. That's exciting.
I'm excited.
Hell
yeah. I've been following that Twitter account you mentioned last time, and
yes.
It's always been really fun to watch. I'm always a little nervous that they're going to get ultra violent during the day. Usually not the energy I want at like a 2 p.m. as I'm chilling.
I think most of the time they're not hyper violent. I think they're doing a lot of older ones right now too. Mm. I'm seeing it's like early 90s, 80s ish anime, but you know, you got to throw an Akira in there sometimes. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That good shit. Yeah.
Awesome.
Episode 28, Eat or Be Eaten, Panic in the Forest. Recap of the piss incident.
Oh my god.
The nasty boy stops pretending to be Naruto and attacks.
Oh my god.
We're in the real snake hours now.
Yeah.
I like almost wrote in the notes. I was like, this is the beginning of the rest of Naruto, the piss incident.
I mean,
it kind of is.
You're not wrong.
The piss heard around the world.
Oh my god.
I mean, you can tell they're in extreme danger all the time, right. But they keep pissing everywhere. And the previously mentioned extremely smart girl is an idiot for a lot of it. And it's just like,
Sakura, how are you so smart as teacher, but also very dumb?
She got that book knowledge. She didn't got that forest knowledge.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She ain't got street smarts.
Yeah.
Naruto, in the meanwhile, is dressed up like a Christmas goose. He was attacked while taking bathroom, the most vulnerable situation for a ninja. Sasuke has to do the fighting for all of them and does some Matrix shit where he picks up a thrown kunai with his little feet and uses it to stab the bad boy ninja.
That was good.
That move was so dope. Yeah. I barely understood what happened, but I loved it, and you could definitely tell that these ninjas are capable, and they could do weird shit like this.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done things like that where I've tried to scare my cats by maybe throwing one of their toys at them. But, you know, Sasuke would you know, railgun that little mouse at me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's like, it's like when I walked up a tree, but this time I'm picking something up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's so cool.
It was very cool. This shows, like, it iterates how talented and, good, like, combat-ready Sasuke really is, you know?
Yeah, he's adaptable as well. Mm-hmm. He's just like, kunai on the ground, not anymore, bitch! My foot is a hand!
Sasuke, stab!
Yeah.
After the fight, Sasuke reminds the rest of the team that transformation jutsu is real and that they should probably come up with a secret password to make sure there are no further doppelganger incidents.
This is a treasure of a moment for a multitude of reasons.
Yeah. It's setting up one of the greatest disses in Naruto history, I feel like. And also, I guess they haven't been watching the hit anime Naruto, where they substitute and transform every 14 seconds. And also, in the fight at the end of episode 30, I want to say it now before I forget, the big bad guy, I assume, literally says, transformation jutsu, as if we all didn't fucking know that was the only thing in this ninja world, is that all other jutsu pursuit. What meme? Walking boyfriend meme, right? It, looking over to your left is, I don't know, what's another jutsu? Fucking Shadow water clone. Prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's too clony. That's,
oh, okay.
water prison jutsu, and then turning your back on transformation. Jutsu, replacement jutsu, that's good. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, Sakura should have been the one to bring this up. Yeah. I don't know why it was Sasuke to be like, I am clearly the only capable one on this team, so I will carry all of your asses. Right.
Give Sasuke the ability to be such good crush haver on Naruto that he knows that, like, Naruto doesn't pee that long. He squeezed it out real fast. He couldn't write his name because it would just look, it looked like a giant balloon popping above a soft area of grass.
Oh my God.
Yeah, maybe like Sakura, the reason why she didn't realize this was going on is because like thinking about seeing a dick just sort of reset her brain.
Sure, sure.
She is short-circuited,
Yeah.
As we all do from time to time when thinking about seeing a dick.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a very intense moment in everyone's life. Also, I like to think that Naruto forgot that transformation jutsu is a thing because he only uses it to turn into hot girls.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
If you're not using it for hot girls, what are you using it for?
Yes. I agree with that. Yeah. I do agree with that.
Oh my God, yeah. So then we get into the password, and Sasuke tells this password. You know, it's really long and complicated. Sakura immediately is like, no problem. Got this one right down written in my big brain. Naruto, of course, bluffs, as he is to do when pressure is put to him, and immediately forgets it, which I don't think anyone was surprised.
No, and it's, like, weird as shit. It's just, like, do you remember, like, Clause 84 on the Ninja Constitution, where they're talking about what a ninja should do with the Bill of Rights? And Sakura's like, oh, done. Got it.
Got it.
Meanwhile, Naruto, his brain is just, like, flatlining.
They've done it as a joke specifically on Naruto. They're just like, this is to dunk on you.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, remember the long-tongued Dracula? It is they, along with their two cool sidekicks. Team Dracula is keen to suck some child blood, especially the child blood of Team 7.
Oh my God.
This is weird.
It is very weird. And they, like, get the Dracula team attacks them with a big blast of wind.
Yeah.
Not aiming to kill, aiming to confuse.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Like, just to disorient and then transform into Naruto, which...
Back-to-back is so funny to me.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
Goddamn. I hope they do it again in a couple episodes. That would bring me so much delight where it's like, I honestly don't know which is which. And then Naruto has to fight Naruto. And then I'll be happy again.
Yeah.
Rule threes.
Yeah. So I do love that, you know, 2 seconds after we learn the password, Sasuke is like, Naruto, what is the password? Naruto answers flawlessly. Everyone knows this is not Naruto.
Oh, no. Well, not Sasuke. Not Sakura. She doesn't know.
Yeah, she's okay, like, that was it. I literally wrote down, Sakura, you're too fucking smart for this. Are you kidding me? Like, you were just panicking about him not being able to pass test hours ago.
Yeah. That is some, like, Hermione shit of, like, wait, he got the answer right. You cannot punish a boy for getting an answer right. That's against the creed.
That's so true.
And it's just like, I guess from Sakura's perspective, it is very funny because no matter what Naruto does, he gets punched.
Yeah, that is true too. But I do like that even she's like, Sasuke, bro, it's just Naruto. I know it's annoying, but don't do this.
She does that like every time Sasuke punches fake Naruto. It's like, whoa, Sasuke, bro, I take a few steps back, man.
They
this
have
is Naruto.
To do it again. Oh my God, it's so fucking funny. It's so funny.
So Sasuke attacks this interloper Naruto's ass because Naruto would never be able to remember such long sentences. Big brain Sasuke came up with this ruse.
Oh my God. It's so funny.
Oh my God, a treat. It's a treasure. God. It's a treasure and a treat.
Yeah.
He like walks Sakura through and he's just like, think about it. What would the real Naruto say? And she's like, Oh, he'd just rock up and say, I forgot it. Don't spank me. Help me. Don't spank my little blood. Help me.
He would take out the scroll and be like, "Here's, can you take scroll? Could you write it down on this, please?"
So who is this interloper Naruto? It is the Dracula, and not our good friend Naruto. It licks more things as a flex.
It is tongue time.
This is a lot of horniness. Too much for a children's show. Jesus Christ.
It's Gene Simmons hours in this Naruto.
Oh, gosh. Long tongue. I love how much long tongue is just a part of the Naruto brand.
Like, this Dracula is just like, it's the strongest muscle. Like, don't be afraid, children. Like, I'm very strong and powerful. So, the real Naruto, in the meanwhile, fights Big Snake.
Yep.
Naruto gets bored.
I literally took a Naruto said bored, sad face.
Yeah.
Damn, Naruto get eated.
Oh, Naruto.
It's a horny episode. We got big thick tongue and we got Vore. Like real horny times.
Yeah. And he eats the entire ass scroll. He just swallows that thing.
Yeah.
That's too much for me.
Yeah. So like you said, Dracula eats their team's Earth Scroll, further dunking on the kids. Dracula is so intimidating that both Sasuke and Sakura hallucinate their own deaths and puke and cry and freak out.
Yeah, this was intense.
Yeah, this feels like a callback to them seeing Zabuza for the first time and being like, I'm going to die. This part is just bananas to me. It's, I don't know. It's, I can't even accurately form my personal opinion on it just because They're doing a thing again that was bananas to me, and now they're doing it again. So they've kind of established that this is something that can happen, right? Yeah. The good strong boy Sasuke is occasionally just gonna freeze.
Yeah,
and you know it makes sense because they're children, but it is that whole thing of like, okay, they set up these children as being badass, and specifically they set Sasuke up as being the badassiest of them all. And just how he has to like he stabs himself to get out of it, right?
Yeah.
It's just like this whole thing is just so bananas. But is the Dracula also like shooting illusion jutsu at them, or is there more going on?
No, he's not. He's not using any genjutsu at all. So it's just pure eye contact.
Yeah, because like it is kind of a trope in anime of just like bloodlust being a powerful thing, and their bloodlust is so strong that you can like picture yourself fucking eating it.
Which makes like the force of will.
Exactly. Like I can tell this being is so much stronger than me that I'm going to pee my pants right here.
Yes. It's not fun to look at, and it's something that is like we as the viewer. It should be used in order to like quickly give us some information, but not as an interesting plot point, is my humble opinion, I think.
I think it's confusing. I wish that the Grass Ninja would have used a genjutsu or something to make them freeze, and then like Sasuke is scared but also has to get out of it by like stabbing himself instead of him just being like so intimidated by the Grass Ninja. And I mean like I feel like I think it makes more sense here at the beginning of this episode, but they do it again at the end of episode 30, and I really don't like that they do that there because it's after the fight. Like, it's after Sasuke has, like, and I mean, granted, a lot of things happen in that fight, and, like, the Grass Ninja survives, and so maybe that's the intimidation factor of, like, I threw so much shit at you, and you are still walking, but, like, even Sakura is, like, standing and then back down on her knees again. I'm just like, okay, come on. Like, stand up. Like, just stand up.
Yeah. And I know this is a broken record, but Sakura looks like shit throughout this. She does one cool thing.
It sucks.
Barely, yeah.
Sakura does not get any moment.
I kind of like that their, like, base animal brain, like, the lizard, like, pawns, is just like, get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
This thing is going to kill you, and it's going to kill you in a nasty way, not even a cool way.
Yeah, definitely, I mean, if they didn't freeze, I would totally agree with you. I think it makes sense for what they're doing. It's just sort of, like, not horrifically interesting.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Naruto tries to eat his onigiri inside the snake's massive writhing belly. He realizes that he too will be digested, like the countless onigiri and ramen and rotten milk he has eaten in his life.
This scene sucks so bad. I don't ever want to see an inside of a snake this animated. I don't want to see it.
It looks like the hentais I've seen before.
It's so gross. It's so sticky and bad. And the idea that Naruto's like, yeah, I'll feed the snake while also being inside of snake to get out of snake.
He's just like writhing and he's trying to stab the belly and he's like, it's not working. Man, I worked myself up a hunger. And he gets out a snack and like snake goosh gets on it. And he's like, I'm still going to try to eat it. But it's only when he drops it and sees it melting that he's like, oh, digestion.
Oh, that's where food do go when I eat it in mouth. In Naruto food now? No!
Naruto the rotten milk?
Naruto not food. Naruto not food. Just peak Naruto being a huge fucking dumbass. But it's also, like, he's still sort of keeping up a little bit of his positive vibe, sort of, during the whole thing. But it is just sort of that hilarious thing of the main character dead by eaten by snake.
Yeah.
Eaten by big snake. R.I.P.
Can't believe the show's over and Naruto got eaten by a snake.
Yeah, found dead in a snake in Miami.
Naruto would.
Oh my god.
Naruto would. All the kids ponder their mortality. Sasuke manages to stand up, but Dracula has cast panic attack no jutsu as they lazily toss their kunai at Sasuke. Various lies flash before the children's eyes. Life is a cruel joke, and the punchline sucks ass. Just as Naruto is about to succumb to the numbness of the void, he remembers that really cool time that he and Sasuke vomed after eating too many rices.
Fellas, is it gay to imagine your best friend on death's door and then finding strength through the mutual bond that you've made together?
You ever think that time you and your friend just fucking ralphed all over this ugly child's, like, table?
Yes.
I wrote Naruto's inspired to get out of snake because of Sasuke. Now that's what I call love.
Yeah. I mean, if people didn't immediately ship Naruto and Sasuke together, this episode is quite heavy-handed.
Yeah.
As they say, a bit much. It's like, all right, calm down. This is a show for kids. Let's at least wait a little bit.
Oh, also, what's the fucking word
correction?
For when you change what you said? Correction, thank you. I have a hard time thinking of words sometimes.
Oh, same. A Kim-rection coming at you.
Oh my god.
Kim-rection. Wait, that means something different.
Yeah, that's what I get when I see Anko cosplay. Yeah. But a Kim-rection, I don't say that anymore. A correction is, remember when I talked about the interview where Kishimoto said that he wanted to ship yes. Naruto and Sasuke, but he couldn't? That was based on a translated interview that nobody has a real source for, so it could not be real.
Sad.
And that is a sad thing to report to you guys, but I need to follow the truth.
Well, I'm not going to correct any of the people. I'm not going to follow up a correction to any of the people I told that to.
Oh, no! I'm so sorry.
Listen, it's in the writing. Read between the lines when you're reading the subtitles of Naruto. It's there,
yeah.
People.
I mean, yeah.
We're watching a lot of BTS videos,
yes.
The band, and at first when you start, it's similar to Naruto and Sasuke. It's like, all right, they're doing it a little bit to make the fans freak out. Okay, it's a different culture. And then you watch enough and like, they're all dating each other and like fucking.
I mean, like, shit, like, idol shit is hard. Like, you're not allowed to publicly date people. Mm-hmm. At least I know in Japan. I don't know if it's the same with Korean pop idols, but
I think they can still date people, but I feel like, I think the fans are really difficult to deal with, so a lot of times they keep it a secret.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But
makes
also, sense. I know, like, I don't think, like, a gay relationship is really looked at fondly over there yet.
Yeah.
So that would be a big ol' no-no.
Yeah, but But, you know, they're doing their own part. They all live in their super expensive apartment. Only for celebrities, so
they
I'm sure.
Share. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's tons of fucking. Tons of fucking.
And if they, you know, did want to do heterosexual fucking, it would be a great place to do it because there's, like, tons of actors and musicians in the place, too, and they won't let any normies in. It is my dream to somehow get my way into the swanky Seoul Korean apartment building.
Oh, man. I would watch that reality show.
Oh, yeah. Same.
Just doing laundry, you know?
Ugh. Sasuke, in the meanwhile, stabs his little thighs to get them to carry his little ass out of there. The only way to counter panic attack no jutsu is stab yourself no jutsu. Don't take that advice.
Yeah.
Don't take that advice, listeners.
No. I thought it was badass when he did it, so it kind of justified the whole, oh god, we're staring down another murder creature and we cannot move. I just simply wish Sakura got a little bit something to do. But I feel like I don't know. Stop beating a dead horse because it feels like, from what you guys have confirmed.
I think it's still worth beating the dead horse because, this is just going to keep on happening for a while. So, I just like to complain about it because Sakura deserves more. She deserves some sort of action scene. She has not gotten, a single action scene up to this point at all.
No.
So, it's good to bring up and remind people that Sakura is robbed constantly. So.
Yeah, and even times when it makes sense that she would do a big brain moment, Sasuke gets it.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It remains valid critique.
Yeah.
Naruto does the overeating no jutsu and clones himself enough times to rip the foul serpent apart from the inside.
That's so fucking metal, man.
It really is. A barf emoji is next to
me. But then he does his classic move, which is just to yell at whatever it is his problem is at that time about being Hokage. It's, this is the... A top tier Naruto moment of I just bested nature and now I'm screaming at nature I'm the Hokage and it's just a dead glass-eyed snake.
Yes, yes.
And I just feel bad for the snake's final breaths of being what's Hokage? I'm dying. Ow.
I also love that Naruto calls the snake a Slitherpuss in the dub.
That's very cute. That's precious.
Oh my god.
I like that he got the idea from just what if I was a grain of rice and the snake was me competing against Sasuke?
Whoa.
I feel like he expected the snake to barf him out and not just pop like an animal balloon.
This was weirdly violent.
It was a lot, but I can see Naruto's brain thinking, snake will puke me up instead of me exploding snake. Oops, I exploded snake. Oh, well.
Oops. Snake will never be Hokage now. Sasuke and Sakura have escaped the Dracula, only to almost follow Naruto into Vorhell inside another hungry snake. But what's this? The second snake was Dracula all along. They slime towards Sasuke on their foul belly, are interrupted by Naruto, the St. Patrick of Ninja, killer of slithering beasts, and a medic wonder kid.
So much goes on in this short amount of time. I know the show is only, upwards of 7 minutes long each episode, but so many things happen so quickly here. And it sort of goes to what Jesse was saying of some of the animation not being good, but also it's kind of confusing of so much weird, but also it's kind of good confusing because being okay, what's happening? And then the first thing that makes sense is this person snake slithering across a fucking tree. It's oh my god, all right, my brain was not built to handle such horrors.
Naruto hates snakes now. Naruto snakes enemies.
Yes. Makes sense.
Snakes he will forever be an enemy now.
Yes,
he was eating.
He shows up triumphant and is just like, I forgot the password. Yeah. And they're like, that's our boy.
Yeah, I feel like he didn't even remember how to, what the first thing was. He's like, I forgot all of it.
Yeah, he was like, I got nothing.
Nothing.
But I'm here.
Which is, like, a weirdly, like, badass moment.
Yes, yeah, yes, it is. Yeah. I literally wrote down...
I'm too stupid to die.
Yeah. I literally wrote down, Naruto's power is big, stupid confidence, and it's good.
Yeah.
Yes! Any final thoughts on this episode before we move along?
When the kind of confusion of how they were getting away and all that stuff for a second before Naruto shows up and they're, like, saved, I was like, oh, maybe Sakura did this. And then you just look over and his dumbass boy, covered in snake blood, being like, huh?
Yeah, Sakura paralyzed the entire episode.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't even snap out of it until they stop moving and, like, Sasuke's dying next to her. And she's like, oh, you're dying. Whoa.
Yeah, she saves Naruto by throwing knife at him. But
that's
besides
the next
that.
Episode.
It's just one Windows 95 reboot sound in her brain until that moment.
Yeah.
Episode 29, Naruto's counterattack. Never give in. Never. Sakura is glad to see Naruto because the vibes at this ninja party were getting bad before he arrived. Sasuke tells him to get the heck out of there before the Dracula gets him. And also because he thinks Naruto plus Dracula will be a huge pain in the ass to deal with. Naruto puts Snake and Snake together and realizes that everything is the handiwork of this wicked ninja.
Oh my god.
He then completely ignores Sasuke's warning.
Oh, yeah.
Sasuke is trying to save his boyfriend by being like, you absolute fool. You cannot fathom what's going on here. I cannot live another day without you. I will die on this tree. You must live with your love. I will live forever in your heart, my boyfriend.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's 100% accurate.
And then I wrote, the lady curled around the branches held to me.
Yes. Half woman, half snake.
Yeah.
Half man.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Or all man, John half Peterson's woman. Nightmare. Also. Yeah.
I just put they, because at this point it is not clear. They call her a wicked woman, but also a terrible man.
I've just been trying to say grass ninja, because... That's how Orochimaru is disguising themselves right now, so. Oh my gosh.
Regardless, they're hot.
Yes.
That's a Tim opinion. The jury's still out for me on grass ninja being hot. Now, Orochimaru, yes. Anyways, I wish this episode was animated better because Naruto gets a really great moment during this episode, but the episode is garbage animation.
They all are looking in 12 directions at once, and it's not a jutsu. It is not on purpose.
I think, honestly, this is... I believe I referenced this exact fight early on kind of justifying why Jennifer and I stopped watching, objectively, everything that's happening right now is cool, right?
Yeah.
The main characters are fighting a giant snake creature and all this other stuff. But so much happens in episode 28 and 29 that for the first time viewer, it becomes so much just content garbage of like, it's so hard to fill. It becomes a point where it's really hard to filter out the cool stuff with the information they're trying to give you, with just not even simply being able to follow. Like, it feels sometimes like there's not an internal consistent battle flow, or they'll show you, it's too many moments of, oh, where is so-and-so person that they did not get stabbed by knife? Oh, it turns out they're over here now, but the information was maybe after a break, so you're not, it's like, wait, was, I can't, like, when did they dodge it? Did they... Was there a third? So, like, the reveal of Sasuke stabbing himself in the leg was kind of whiffed a little bit, just because it's like, okay, kind of confused about everything here. So I think around this point, even though episode 30 has badass, it is really, really good, and I think saves it, it's a little fatiguing, I think. I think this is what killed it for Jennifer and I, which is weird because I think objectively everything's good. I don't know if it's super great to, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm binging it now, but I'm kind of curious if I'm trying to work out why we stopped watching. And I think part of it was there's just a lot of visual clutter and confusion with...
Makes sense.
And yeah, I think especially with Jesse, you talking about some of the animation sins here, makes it seem like, okay, maybe subconsciously this is what we were feeling.
Episode 29 is weird because parts of it are filler and parts of it are extremely important storytelling things. And I don't know why they decided to really, like, because episode 28, I don't think looks horrible. I think it's fine. Like, I think it's normal Naruto animation. Episode 29, I don't know what happened. The animation was just completely dropped. Like, it looks bad. Oof. And a lot of the filler is weird. Like, Naruto falling through 12 logs. That's filler. Yeah. And it's kind of like, why are you doing this? Like, I mean, I know it's filler, but... You know, it's like the notorious Bleach episode of Catgirl eating 100 million bowls of ramen for 3 minutes straight as filler. And I'm just like, okay, but I see through what you're doing here. So is it actually productive to be doing this anymore?
Yeah. In my opinion is this. I feel like they are stepping on their own dicks trying to follow panel by panel.
Yeah.
Because I like to tell people who are new to Naruto and want to get into it to read the manga, mm-hmm. because the pacing in the manga mm-hmm. is a lot smoother, more coherent, whereas when they try to interpret it, like, in an anime, right. it's very, like, all these panels are happening at once, there's no clear direction, they keep cutting back and forth yeah. between different things, mm-hmm. when they really should have streamlined mm-hmm. it, and it's like the anime team... has a little light switch, and on the top, it says filler, and on the bottom, yes. it says content, and it's just flicking yeah. it back and forth at, like, rapid speeds, and just screaming, welcome to hell! Yes. Welcome to hell!
That's episode 29, and, like, episode yeah. 29 is frustrating, because, like I said, Naruto gets that really good moment of stopping the snake with his, like, nine-tails yeah. chakra, and then, like, giving Sasuke the fucking... what's wrong, scaredy cat moment, like the ultimate payback. And it's like not, it's like done really well writing wise. The animation and like way it was paced done like very chaotically and weird.
Yeah.
I think half the fight, I think anytime it's like kind of showing just Naruto punching, it kind of worked in my opinion because it's like, he is punching ferally,
yeah.
so you can kind of lean into any of the visual distortion into like, oh, he's, you know, he's being activated. He's Dynamaxing or whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but yeah, you know, like they kind of drop the moment of him making fun of, this is maybe a little too harsh for critique, but in my opinion, it was like, oh, he's referencing calling Sasuke a scaredy cat.
Yeah.
I wonder if, you know... I guess that's a callback. I'm not sure. And then the show's like, hey, here's the one he said it before.
Remember that?
Do you yeah. remember that shit? Do you remember that part?
Remember that? He said exactly that.
Yeah. And it feels like the Naruto fight segment is both too long and not long enough.
Yes.
Because the first time Naruto goes feral, like, it's hyped up.
Yeah.
It's just yeah. like, oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck. And now it's just like, oh, he's just going ape shit. Mm-hmm. He's going to punch a bit, but oh, he goes to sleep. Night, night.
Yeah.
Like, the stakes don't feel right.
Yes.
Right. You know? Mm-hmm. And yeah. Yeah. I think, like Jesse said, part of it is because it's very Dragon Ball Z like of whenever he gets hit, he just goes through 45 stick.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you know, you got that. That is impactful, but some of the best moments, I guess you'd say, of the fighting that you guys have done in the show is not when you get punched through 13 buildings or a cliff. It's,
yeah.
it's one punch connecting and mm-hmm. like people like being shocked in place mm-hmm. or hitting the ground in such a solid way that it's mm-hmm. like you can feel it as the viewer.
Yeah.
So Sasuke tells the nasty licking ninja to just take their heaven scroll and get the fuck out of there. He tosses it towards their gross head, but Naruto intervenes and punches Sasuke. He tells Sasuke that yeah. he must be a fake because the real Sasuke would never be such a colossal pussy, and there's no guarantee that Dracula will leave after they hand it over.
I mean, Naruto is being smart. I mean, Sasuke is in a quite a point here, so I kind of understand why he's freaking out, but yeah, gotta give it up for Naruto.
Yeah, I did. That moment was really, really good where Naruto is basically like, Sasuke, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Like,
yeah.
you can't just cowered away. Like, we're soldiers. Like, we can't do that, basically. And I thought that was really effective. But you also see it through Sasuke's eyes of, bro, you don't know what this fucking snake person is up to, man.
Right, right. And none of us do either, I guess. You know, they want to get into it a little bit. But it is definitely a situation of, like, what the fuck is going on with all this?
Dracula says, that's absolutely correct. Thank you, Naruto. And shows the kids their cool tattoo that is also a summoning jutsu. More snakes!
It's snake time. This is a big snake hours,
Meanwhile, three leaf ninja find three corpses, but oh no, these corpses look like the Dracula squad. Anka, meanwhile, is getting her snack on.
Yes,
children
queen.
Dying makes her want to yum.
Yep. It's especially funny because early on in the previous episode, she hears the children screaming and she's like, ah, children exams.
She takes so much joy in, like, their destruction.
She's just like, the screams of the dying, honestly, just so relaxing. I'm meditating right now.
Soothes,
like,
my soul.
This is my self-care. a leaf ninja tells her to quit fucking around because there's some spooky corpses that they need her to look at. And indeed, these corpses are very spooky because they have no faces like a Slenderman. Anka rubs her neck. She seems to recognize this handiwork. She realizes that the Dracula who gave her knife back with their mouth is an imposter who stole these corpses' faces. Time to call in the big boys because strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Oh my god.
Thank you for getting that reference, Jesse.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so this is a big reveal, right? You know, uh-oh. Grass ninja are not who they say they are. Who could they be?
I don't know. I hope it's nothing bad.
I bet
it's probably fine.
I bet it's just a bunch of guys being dudes, you know?
Yeah, maybe freaking miscommunication.
Yeah. Like, corpse magic is usually good, so I don't know why they're freaking out. Dracula, in the meanwhile, beats Naruto up with their snake. But oh no, Naruto is going feral again. He punches the big snake good because the thought of being snake-vored yet again is making him McFucking lose it.
Yeah.
When he gets hit with snake and he's like, and like acting like he got his bell rung. And then he's like, psych! And then punches snake in head is so good.
It's awesome. It's just like, Naruto, what are you doing? Do you think punching the snake's face will make it stop?
Yeah.
But then it works.
The Dracula, in the meanwhile, seems to realize that Naruto is the nine-tailed fox that everybody hates and then goes to attack Sasuke. Much like how Spider-Man, in the cinematic masterpiece Spider-Man 2, dives in front of a subway train to keep all the people inside from dying, so does Naruto dive in front of this big snake to keep it from killing Sasuke. He lets loose a classic, you good piss boy, to Sasuke. When will Tobey Maguire play Naruto?
What a perfect analogy. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. It's the same, like, Christ pose as well. Both Spider-Man and Naruto are Christ figures.
Yes. Like, he didn't.
Yeah. Say I will.
He didn't have to be backwards, that snake. He just chose to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he was flexing it for his boyfriend, you know?
Yeah.
He needed to be at, like, optimal power to call him a scaredy cat again.
Yeah. You know he's been waiting for this fucking moment.
Oh, yeah.
And he's so excited, just like, now's the time. Now's the perfect 100%. Moment. If I let this slip, I will never get it.
I do love that you have, like, the most, like, badass villain we have seen so far in this series. And Naruto's like, that is not the priority here. The priority is dissing Sasuke. Number one.
Do you think that Naruto knows how cool he looks right now? And he's just like, man, I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm nailing it.
He's eating it up. Yeah.
Naruto, absolutely. You've finally done it. Hope no one pokes my belly.
He, like, has totally forgotten that he's fighting a wicked woman and is just like, hey, Sasuke, check this shit out. Like, look at this. Like, look at these muscles. Yep. You think I look handsome?
Yes.
I sound pretty cool right now.
Oh, my God.
Before he can continue his cool speech, Dracula picks him up with their tongue and then jutsu punches Naruto in the belly seal to further seal away the fox power.
R.I.P. Naruto.
Oh, that's what he's doing?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, it's confusing.
Yeah.
I thought it was opposite of like, uh-oh, they're going to release
Fox. When I first watched, I thought the same exact thing. I thought it was the opposite. I thought he was like taking the seal away. And it's kind of confusing because he says a bunch of stuff and then the seal literally goes away after he does it. So it was confusing, but he's actually adding more of a seal onto it.
Yeah, because they do say that when he freaks out, the seal shows up. So I guess the seal going away is like, oh, he's no longer freaked out anymore.
Right. Yeah.
That's good. Okay, because that part of it was like, wait, were they sent here to release the demon fox? But then they start to be really focused on Sasuke instead. So I was like, okay, I'm confused.
Because the Dracula's just like, oh, cool. Like, I didn't realize this little shit's showing up. Yeah. Like, neat.
This was like his belly. Bonus content for the thing.
Yeah.
But the way that he refers to, like, the demon, it felt like, okay, I love this demon. This demon is good. Anyways. Look at that dude's weird eyes.
Oh, my God.
Yucky.
I just want to go back to the Sakura complaint corner where she's just sitting. I literally wrote down, Sakura, why don't you do something? She refuses. She will only sit on butt and do nothing. So, until finally Naruto is dropping from sky and she throws two kunai at him and catches him, which cool, but not nearly as cool as anything Naruto or Sasuke has done up until now.
Sure. If it is hilarious that is something, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Dracula steals their scroll for good measure. Sakura saves Naruto, like we said, from falling to his death, like Gwen Stacy in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, a different spider vehicle. She then lets loose a what the fuck, dude, at Sasuke, who just keeps standing around internally screaming and thinking about his cool brother.
I do love this moment, right? Sakura, who has done nothing, decides to take her aggression out on Sasuke and be like, why are you not doing anything, Sasuke? Meanwhile, I will sit a tree and watch, okay?
It's like she's saying, obviously, I'm not going to do anything. So if you don't want to die, you should probably get your little ass out there, bro.
Yeah, she's just like, ooh, I thought I liked you, but it turns out you're a fucking coward who doesn't save his boyfriend. Like, that's a bruh moment for me, Sasuke.
Yeah.
So at the very end of this episode, Sasuke gets his shit together.
Yeah. Finally.
I love it.
Finally.
Yeah, getting the little juicy bits of his brother yelling at him. I was like, ooh, hello. What's wrong with this?
That was...
I think we... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say that was like a funny moment to me in episode 29. First of all, episode 29 and episode 30, Itachi, two completely different characters. They look completely different. And I'm like... Yeah, y'all, it's one episode. You went from 29 to 30. You can't do this. I think it's funny that apparently in episode 29, they had no idea what they were going to do for Sasuke's brother. It was a very, like, a blob-esque thing that was happening. We have, the ideas are far away. And then 30, it was like, no, here it is. Here's the full printed, like, version, ready to go. Your glossy JPEG, like, it's so weird.
I think they finally say his name in this episode as well.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Yeah. That's good,
He's a good-looking dude.
What? Kim Rection.
Listen. I can also confirm he's a good-looking dude.
Doesn't he just look like a big Sasuke?
No.
He is big Sasuke, but he's tired-looking.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Longer hair.
Eye bags.
Longer hair.
Yeah. Long hair.
I'll take your word for it.
Oh my god.
Any last thoughts on episode 29 before we go into episode 30?
Nope.
I'm ready for episode 30.
Hell yeah. Episode 30, The Sharingan Revived Dragon Flame Jutsu. It's good animation time, boys.
Oh my god. What? Oh, I love this episode so much.
Yes.
It felt like delicious water upon my throat.
Yeah.
Of not knowing what the fuck was happening and then clearly seeing everything that was happening. Yeah. I took almost no notes just because it's just like, whoa.
Right. It's like, what do you take notes on? Just like,
right.
King Norio Matsumoto has arrived.
Yeah. It's my notes are different animation style again. Holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to make a quick note about the episode title, The Sharingan Revived, and this is something they whiffed hard in the anime and talked about in the manga. The reason why Sasuke has stopped using his Sharingan is because he's run out of chakra. And so the reason that he turns it back on again is because he got all fired up over seeing his boy get fucking dunked on.
Oh, word.
And he's using the power of friendship and love to turn his little eyeballs back on.
Hell yeah. They did not go over that at all in the anime.
I didn't understand that. I still barely do. Cause I felt like he was using it 8 minutes ago, and I guess he got it back. Okay, cool, great, let's go.
Yeah. In the manga, it does a lot better job of raising the stakes of just like, oh shit, Sasuke's out of chakra, like Naruto just came out of a stake, like what the fuck is gonna happen, like now that Naruto's sleepy time, but he's awake now, he's ready to fight. Awakened Sasuke is finally ready to kill Dracula after remembering that he still has to kill his brother. Sasuke flips and screams and punches everywhere and shit looks good as hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dracula goes hyperspeed, but Sasuke can still see. He spits fire. Dracula slithers around. Shit is lit, and even Dracula seems impressed.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I literally wrote down, I ain't got notes. I'm too busy watching.
Yes!
I thought it was interesting because I just edited episode 5. And we were making fun of Sasuke's little shitty fire blast that he was doing before his little baby one, and now he's like, get fuck. He does like two versions of the baby one, and then he's just like, bah!
Yeah, really. Sasuke said, "Die, bitch!" Like he was not having it. Oh my god.
Yeah, and I'm due to this mostly just being a fight, and then cutting back to Anko's. My timeline's a little confused, but I do love that he's kind of just pumping himself up. He's like, take it one step at a time, stay in front, be smarter. It's not like he's going, I have all this fucking Uchiha rage, you tap into the Sharingan. It's like, no, I can see, just watch, take it one step at a time, be one step ahead, be smart, do this. And it's like very methodical. It's very, it's very much like you're fighting a Dark Souls boss where you're like, I am not stronger than this creature, but I can win if I, you know, stay within my boundaries, if I stay one step ahead, if I don't ever step out. Because if I get tagged once, I'm out.
Yeah.
Sasuke has learned the moveset at this point.
Yeah. He's very tactical in his fighting of, like you said, like he realizes that his enemy is stronger than him, but like if he can stay on top of things enough, he might have a chance at least taking the guy down enough to run away, you know? Because I don't even think Sasuke is... He's obviously aiming to kill as much as he can, but I don't think he even believes he can kill it. So it's like, I'm just going to do everything I can to try and KO this being and then get out of here because that's all I can do right now. Okay, so I do want to talk a little bit about the environmental storytelling in this episode, which I just think is supreme. A lot of Naruto doesn't really dive into environmental storytelling, but this episode in particular does. Like, you start the beginning of the episode, they completely redo the recap, which I think is the funniest shit in the entire world. But then they also, like, focus on a bug, like, crawling up a tree.
And that's a bug.
They take a lot of time in this episode to make you realize what setting they are in and like how it's going to affect the fight overall. Like even when Sasuke like uses his wires to like fly through the air or whatever, there's smoke coming off of the tree because of the friction from the string on the tree. And it's just like that kind of shit is so fucking good. Like that's Miyazaki level of environmental storytelling, in my opinion, of like going out of your way to, this doesn't even have anything to do with the plot, but like this is gonna make it so much more impactful if I add this kind of shit in, and it works so well, and that's why this episode is just so good.
And like even when Sasuke is just standing there just like shit, I gotta live, there's a beam of sunlight specifically on him coming through the foliage, and it's just like it's
so good. Yeah, and like when he's spinning on his wire ropes, it's like he's going so fast because, you know, like in a swinging motion that makes sense. And it's not just, oh, he's using this to get around. But to an extent, it does feel like almost out of control. Of like, he is swinging fast.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And like, just the eye movements alone, that even when Sasuke himself is standing still, he's never completely still. Like, his eyes are still, like, looking for the enemy. Like, doing everything he can to stay on top of it and, like, get out of the way of the next attack or find the opportunity for the next attack. And, like, the way they put that into the character so well is that you as the audience can tell that's what's happening in an animation is just, like, that's king level shit right there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Meanwhile, Anko still can't find them, even though I think the kids have maybe gotten a mile away from their gate within the first day because they keep getting bamboozled.
100% true. I mean,
there was a lot of gates.
Can't be that far in.
There's a lot of gates. You know, it's confusing out there.
I get that.
That's a big forest, true. And they Naruto run so fast.
Sasuke fucking pile drives Dracula into a branch from like a billion feet up, like how Owen Hart broke Stone Cold Steve Austin's neck, and also like how Owen Hart fell to his death from a raptor.
Oh my god.
Rest in peace. This was the dopest shit to the extent that I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah. The expression on the grass ninja is haunting. Like,
yes.
Yucky.
Yes.
No ninja could survive such a wrestling, but Dracula is sly and used the substitution jutsu right before impact.
Gotta. You gotta do that. It's the ninja rule.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this definitely feels like a teleportation style of a substitution of like, you did grab me. I'm screaming, oh God, please let me switch up with this giant chocolate bar over here.
Yeah, and like, even watching the nasty foe Dracula turned into mud is so cool looking. Sasuke's ass seems to be kicked, but it was a bamboozle. Sasuke uses piano wire and bombs to tie the wicked wizard to a tree and then blow that tree up.
That was so cool.
So good. It's so good.
These were the little tiny clothespin bombs you put on them.
Yeah.
They had like little faces on it, I like to think. I was like, I don't know where these came from. I love them.
And like, even like, that's more environmental storytelling of like, I don't know. You just think about like, oh, he had time to like make those. Did he make those? Are these like a bot thing? And it just like makes you think about the world so much more, but like they'll never go into it more. But I think that's like fun, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this moment so much. All right, so he gets the bombs on Orochimaru. He thinks, you know, Orochimaru's like, oh, you suck, kid. And then he's like, no, I don't. Gotta love the reoccurring, like, death by windmill theme the Uchihas have going on.
Yes! So good.
Oh my gosh. And then I do love that Sasuke, like, pins him to the tree with all of these wires, these metal wires and stuff, and then uses the wires to transfer the fire to Orochimaru and then just, like, barbecue him. And I love how I feel like a lot of times in shonen anime, the, like, you know, person holds back because they can't kill the person or whatever, or, I don't know, they don't want to kill the person because they're the good guy and da-da-da.
Right.
Like, Sasuke is not holding back. He is like, you are going to die if I have any hand in this.
And to is it Orochimaru?
Yeah.
You got it.
To Orochimaru's credit, he is screaming to the extent, both with pile drive and fire and things like that, as if he's being roasted. So I like to believe, my headcanon is that Orochimaru is very messy, loves that drama. And even he if does. He's not close to losing, if he gets hit, he's like, ow, no! In a way that is very satisfying to fight, I have to assume.
100%. I think, yeah, Orochimaru is a messy drama type of person. He loves that shit. So the first time with the pile drive, I think he was just doing it for the meme of it. But I think he actually felt pain during the fire attack for sure. Like,
sure.
I think he felt that because he had to go find a place to recover later on. So, like, I think he was like, oh, I'm actually on fire, but I am using someone else's body. And it hurts me, but it's not going to kill me.
Yeah. And Tim, you are right. He is that bitch.
Yes, okay. Perfect. He is that bitch
all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Has Sasuke done it? No. A snake has no ass, and therefore it cannot be kicked. The Dracula's skin begins to peel off and reveal an even worse Voldemort underneath. He seems to know Sasuke's brother, Itachi, and then burns up their scroll for fun.
That's fucked up.
This is what we're talking about. Orochimaru is that messy bitch, though. I'm like, remember that scroll? I'm burning it just to kick, like, just to kick you guys down another notch. Like,
I'm hoping for an episode a couple from now of just Orochimaru just shitting out the other scroll. Like, what did I do? Oh my God. I cannot make my ass gape like my mouth gape. I'm an idiot, Orochimaru. Not again.
Tim, I got news for you. Pretty sure Orochimaru has, like, a whole other realm of stomach going on with his
okay
body.
And like, Jesse's like, no spoilers, but he can gape his ass like that.
Oh, if anyone can gape their ass, it is Orochimaru.
Oh yeah.
Orochimaru has been training his butthole with even bigger and bigger and bigger, like monstrously large objects,
much like Cell does to eat the androids. Orochimaru will do with butt.
Yes. You think his mouth is bad? Just wait till you see his asshole. Oh my God. Who is this Voldemort Abun Ninja? It is Orochimaru, a piece of shit man who says he wants Sasuke. He tells Sasuke to meet him at the end of this test, and also that he's the leader of the Sound Village. Orochimaru uses long neck jutsu and gives Sasuke a Dracula hippie.
Yeah.
It is gross. So gross that Sasuke can only writhe around in pain.
Oh, yeah. The voice actor for Sasuke really put in work when he got that bite mark.
Oh, yeah. Same in the Japanese. Like,
oh, yeah. Hazard pay is like, I gotta scream a lot? All right. I gotta do it.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Some kefir and some salt water to gargle.
Gotta love long neck. Gotta love long appendage of Orochimaru.
I hate it. I hated it to see. No, thank you.
That's gross. And he legit Dracula's him.
Oh,
he has little fangies.
Oh, this was terrible to see.
Yeah.
Orochimaru is a vampire.
Yeah. He's a Dracula.
Yeah, he is that Dracula. Sakura asks what Orochimaru did to her man, and he says it's a fun present that will come in handy later, and that Sasuke will come seek him out when he wants to level up.
Oh my God.
Man, you gotta give it up to the bad guy being like, it's a side quest, bitch. Come find me.
Yeah.
It's called Bread Trail Quest Design, idiot. Bye.
I'm gonna melt into this log now. Yeah.
Yeah. Good deuces. I'm gonna live inside this tree pussy.
I am a Trissy now. You can never find me. A teehee. Orochimaru just fucking dips, like we said. Yeah. He's a Trissy now. And Sakura's stuck taking care of these two passed out boys.
Sakura's sad always, mom now.
Oh. Always the mom friend, never the mom bride. That's Sakura's character.
Gosh, you do feel for her, though, because Sasuke's sitting there writhing in pain, screaming, and then she's just like, oh, man, please, pull it together, it's gonna be okay. And then, like, she looks over, Naruto's passed the fuck out, she just starts screaming Naruto's name. He doesn't wake up, she's just like, what the fuck do I do? Oh, my God.
She's like, oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm 12. I've never, ever taken care of someone, especially when they're dying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anko, in the meanwhile, finally catches up to Orochimaru, who is just straight bulling inside his tree. Turns out that Anko used to work for him, and she is sworn to take his nasty ass out. They have a snake off, and Anko stabs their hands together. She's gonna blow them both up, but she forgot about substitution jutsu, the fool!
Can't forget about substitution jutsu, y'all.
Idiot! Yeah, this was, like, the most sort of whiplash of a cool moment of her just grabbing his hand and then stabbing her own hand to get him, and then it's like, substitution jutsu, bitch. You touching that doo-doo. You touching that doo-doo person. Sorry, bitch. Ooh, I'm gonna tell. You used an evil jutsu. Bye.
It really does just, like, meme on her and then leave.
Villains are good, actually. Villains like this that are, like, 110%, like, a trope, villain trope, capital V villain. Mm-hmm. You could end it all now, villain, but instead you play, you bite the boy, villain. Yeah. I love it. It's so good.
Oh, God.
Instead of chewing the scenery, Orochimaru chewed the boy.
I feel like I was a little confused watching Orochimaru and grossed out. But now that I am at my Naruto therapy, which is this podcast, I love and stand forever.
Yes.
I love, like, Orochimaru. He does some bad things. I think he's hot, and I think he's cool. So
he's like, oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
He's gross in a no nose having way. Like, you know, he has a little snake nose where it's just like two little slits on his face. But at the same time, he is so over the top that you cannot help but love this man who has his own boy zoo.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I thought his, like, sort of features were very extreme, especially with the angle where it looked like he had a very big nose and a very big mouth, but that might just be because he had such a large nose. And I just did a quick Google of him, and I'm pretty sure his nose is going to shrink as soon as the Sakuga ep is over.
Yeah. He gets rid of the main attractive quality in my mind, which is having a big nose.
Yeah, I agree.
He has a nose. He keeps his nose for a long time.
He's a snake man. He has a snake nose.
I like his face makeup so much, though. It's good.
It's true.
I wish I could rock this to my work.
And, like, having a big old belt. A belt that's so big it stands up and a bow in the back.
It's
that
good.
Sucks.
No, it's good.
Well, scary for some reason.
It is a little scary. Mm-hmm.
So, Anko asks him why the fuck he is invading this test for children. Is it to kill the Hokage? No, he simply wants to add Sasuke to his boy harem. Turns out that Anko was also kissed by Dracula and has the same curse mark hickey as Sasuke. Sasuke has a 1 in 10 chance of surviving this curse mark. Oops.
Oopsies.
Yikes. This is quite the side quest, and... I gotta say, I'm rooting for a boy. I hope everything works out.
Mm-hmm. Kissed by a Dracula man. Ooh, I like it when the Dracula bites my neck.
Yeah. They did play that song, and I was like, they're gonna get sued, but okay.
Oh my god.
Orochimaru tells Anko not to be jelly, and that they broke up a long time ago, and that Sasuke is a beautiful boy with a Kekkei Genkai. As he dips, he tells her that if they cancel the Chunin exam, he's just gonna kill everyone.
Yeah, it's weird because he's like, I'm not here to kill the Hokage because I'm not strong enough yet, but also, don't mess with me.
Yeah.
Because I'll fucking kill you. I did kind of love the whole, like, from last episode, I forgot to mention, but the phrase of the Anbu Black Ops to the Forest of Death is like such a cool phrasing. So it's just like, even with all this other wild shit happening. He's like, yeah, I'm not quite ready, but keep on tuning, brother. But it also goes to say, like, they let the Village of the Sound in, even though they had no idea who they were. And I'm like, has this been, it's like, are they weak because it's a time of peace? And they're just like, all right, fuck it. Who knows? No, yeah. Surely no one will use bees and sound and snakes to kill our children.
I think the Village Hidden in the Sound is really, really small. Yeah. So I think they underestimate them, and that's why they're allowed in.
Yeah. Fucking, what's his name? Scarred head dude. Ibiki? Is that his name? Mm-hmm. He needs to fucking retire, bitch, because he should have been doing some better intel to, like, know where the Village of the Sound came from. Yeah. And that Orochimaru is the leader.
You're right.
Anyway, back at Team Neji Tintin Rock Lee, they're scouting for teams to thief from now that it's bedtime. On her way back to tell everybody at the Leaf Village what the fuck just happened, Unko is attacked by big tigers.
Why? Like, they could have just not done this and it would have been completely fine. I don't know why they were like, no, the big tigers are a must, actually.
Yeah.
This isn't like a foreshadowing. This isn't like there's instead of being a snake, Orochimaru, there's a tiger. Okay.
I wish there was big tiger.
This felt like a Dragon Ball Z moment where a dinosaur shows up. I'm like, why are there dinosaurs in Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
You're right.
It's so weird because it's like, okay, yeah, why are there tigers this close to your village? And also, why are they two stories high? And also, like, why are they trying to attack Anko?
So, yeah, this was, oddly enough, I think, they should have, as weird as it's, I don't know if they could have done this, but it was a negative of the good animation zone, because everything was drawn so differently. So, I believe they're in a different part of the forest, you know, that thing forests love to do and have no trees around. It's just like, it's the rock zone of the forest. which is really weird and jarring and it doesn't make any sense, which sucks because this is the part, this should be the episode where everything makes sense. And then, because she's getting attacked by a large tiger, because I assume that we are in their Jurassic Park zone of the biome that has tigers instead of, centipedes or snake. But even then, it makes no fucking sense. And then, it's so... Ombu Black Ops is a good enough name that you don't need them to punch a tiger to.
Right? I never put together that they were still in the Forest of Death. I don't know why. I thought she was like out of the Forest of Death and just on the outskirts of the actual village and in the leaves. You saying that they're in the village, the fucking forest, that makes so much more sense why there's giant tigers there now. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, there's no trees there. there's no forest for which to death. It is rocks, and stuff like that. So,
yeah. It is very funny, though, to imagine big tigers just constantly circling the village and then the leaves.
Happening. I was like, but why?
Imagine, like, Naruto climbing up to deface the Mount Rushmore and his dad running after him. He's like, no, don't. He's like, you can't catch me. I know, I'll get in trouble. Like, no, you're going to eat by a tiger. A big one. No, bigger.
Tigers are up there. They're going to fucking jump on your head.
They're so big.
That's a ninja's natural enemy is the big tiger.
Big tiger, yeah.
It's their only wild, predator.
And Anko seems to be a badass, and I know she's slightly hurt, but she's also healing herself. But the moment she's like, uh-oh, three big tiger really is a problem. And like, no, I don't believe that for one second. If Naruto can beat two big snake controlled by the main bad guy that we're going to deal with for a bit, Anko can destroy these mysterious tigers, even if they are big. We know nothing about them.
Well, her curse mark really hurts. Oh, she's on her period and just like she didn't get much sleep.
She only had four lunches.
Yeah. She ate too many dongo. She's just like she's cramping.
Yeah. I did like that when she was eating her dumplings and red bean juice. I was like, really caught off guard. She seems like exactly the type to be drinking on the job. She's very much that type of character of the little I know her.
You're not wrong.
So is this the end for our hot wife, No, the Anbu Black Ops are here to save the day. She tells them to take her to the test tower and to fill in the Hokage. Oh no, as Sakura is stuck playing both nurse and guard for our two knocked out boys, the Orochimaru Sound Village underlings sneak up. They want to take Sasuke and don't really give a shit about Sakura or Naruto. What will happen next?
They're gonna wait till morning, I guess? Alright, that's nice.
They're just like, we're sweepy. We're sweepy. Tired. You gotta curl up like little dogs and sleep on the ground.
Cannot catch a break except for them waiting until morning to attack them.
Yeah. That ruled all in all, and I'm hyped. Mm-hmm. As I've said 45 times, I believe I've seen the next two episodes. One episode, I'm not entirely sure. I think the next two. So yeah. Next episode of Naruto Review 2 will be the first one where Tim has not seen the episode or will be reacting without having ruminating on it for 2 years, which hasn't done much because I've forgotten most of it. Like then Zabuza died.
Like that was so funny.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yes, very, very, very exciting. The next few episodes, lots of Sakura content. And a lot of... a lot of interesting things. It's very action-packed, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
You can see our good boy, Rock Lee.
It seems like he's gearing up to do something. I'm into it. Oh, yeah, because the next time he's on is, like, Rock Lee being like, hell yeah, baby, legally, Guy Sensei, legally you can't yell at me because I'm about to get my ass kicked by three people, so now I can cheat. Let's go. And I don't know what that means, so I'm excited.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Oh, I'm so excited, yes. Yay. Awesome.
All right. Any final thoughts? Because if not, that wraps up this episode.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, so the show. You can find the show. you can find us on Twitter at Naruto Revuto. You can also find us on Instagram, again, at Naruto Revuto. You can email us at narutorevuto@gmail.com if you want to, I don't know, give us ideas or praise or questions. The social medias are good for keeping up with release dates and screen cap recaps. So follow us there. And then you can find me at Jusifers, JUSIFERS, on Twitter and Instagram.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, even though I don't post a lot, at Tim Lanning, and that's probably the best place to find all the other things I do, of which I've mentioned on this podcast before, whether it's my D&D podcast that I'm on, or D&D streams I'm on, or maybe talking about other various content that you enjoy. So yeah, follow me on Twitter. That's probably the best way.
Hell yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Kim Catties. That's at KYMCATTYS. You can also listen to the anime podcast that is sponsoring Naruto Revuto, Transformation Sequence, which I am also on. So if you enjoy my notes and if you enjoy me stumbling over every word that comes out of my mouth, you can listen to us on that. It's me and our buddy Vince. You can tweet at him at SequencePod, as well as my hot husband who loves Vegeta and Bees. Yeah, and everything else, like Tim said, you just find on my Twitter. I'm tired. I don't want to link it. I'm hungry. I want a snack.
So true. All right. Well, believe it, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Live, laugh, believe it.
Live, laugh, believe it.
Believe it. Yeah.
Keep tuning that exam.
Oh, my God.
Sasuke. And yet...